You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
We're talking.
There's these two guys that are jacking off monkeys.
No,
right?
So I don't know. For some reason, I did a YouTube search for Dukes of Hazzard, and what came up was the Dukes of Hazzard on the Family Feud. They played the Waltons, and it was Luke Duke, it was Daisy, it was Boss Hogg, it was Uncle Jesse,
and Cooter.
No, it was Rasko.
But that old was, Rasko.
And they won. Yeah, they won. They won for charity.
That's great.
And you know,
was that a current episode?
Yes.
So Steve Harvey was hosting?
Yes, because Denver Pyle is still alive. He'd be 9,000 years old. But you know, why is it so creepy now to make out with the contestants on a game show? Why can't we do that
I think
anymore?
It was creepy then, just no one cared.
He was full on Richard Dawson, like full on like, hey, baby. Hey,
Steve Harvey by far is the best host, though.
Is that because he just throws his hand up and like turns around like, oh Lord! Oh!
I mean,
hey, look who's racist
much
this
funnier
week. Look who it is.
No, he just throws the cards up like, you know, he's doing stand-up.
With his big lips? Is that what he's doing? He's raising his hands up with his big lips?
All right.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Don here on episode 52.
Ray Lewis! Episode Ray Lewis.
Oh, I was like, what? Ray Lewis is never hosting Family Feud.
He should. You know what the way that we should start our shows from now on is maybe I can see the topics that we're going to talk about today.
Any topics today. That's a good show.
So 52.
Yep, show 52. We hit a year of shows.
One year.
52nd show.
1 year of shows.
And if you recall, on the first show we said we were
going to
do this for a year.
I don't recall that far back.
Actually, they're off iTunes. So we started episode 32 according to iTunes.
Why do they disappear?
They're still on Podbean.
I think they go after a certain amount of time, they go off.
See, why? Other podcasts don't do that, so I don't know why ours does.
Huh, I don't know.
Maybe it's because before episode 32, they were really bad.
You're in charge of that, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm doing. So
it's pretty clear. Since for the first 50 shows, our name was Radio for Winners, no spaces, no capitalization.
Hey, I'm not technical.
I think it's pretty amazing that we've gotten any reviews since we didn't start posting until episode 32.
I'm not
We
technical.
Do have some reviews, actually.
I know.
We have seven now.
Seven.
Seven reviews.
I like that.
One of which just says, if farts were a podcast, it would be a lot like this.
Who posted that?
A guy.
Did they put 5 stars?
They did give us 5 stars. Oh, we have a universal 5-star rating, although the text would not lead you to believe it's a 5-star show.
So how do you feel after 1 year, Don?
I
honestly thought you would be the first one to quit.
Why?
I thought Tony was going to quit episode 3.
You do this at my house. How could I quit?
You'd be like,
we would just sneak in.
I'm busy. Can't make it. Sorry.
And who is that now?
That's me. I don't know what it was, but
I don't really want to drive all the way
guys,
out
it's so
there.
So far, can we just record once a month?
Guys, when I come out there, we're gonna record a lot of shows all at once.
I don't want to record again until May.
Yeah. What does your guys' weekend look like next weekend? Because I'm apparently free.
I like to coordinate far in advance.
Are you guys free every night this week? Because I'm free. I can come up there and
I'll
we can
stay
do
in your
it.
Place. We'll record podcasts all night.
Yeah. You guys free? Yeah.
So we have a special guest tonight.
We do have a special guest.
Because we are about 4 months in delay.
Episode 52, Ray Lewis is here. Ray Lewis.
Wow. Ray Lewis looks awful different, not on TV, but.
That doesn't look like Ray Lewis.
No.
So we'll get into NASCAR in a bit, but we can start off with.
So you can turn your radios off shortly.
we can start with football. And our Pick'em League, which we did a few months
ago.
We
don't have music for this?
I didn't plan on football picks.
You don't have my football picks? Do you have our news topical events?
This is we're just gonna play this song. I like it.
This is not football
music. It's a solid song. The song is called Retarded. It totally works. Anyway, we did have a football pool. What new football in like 3 months ago for the actual season, not the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we'd award a RFW prize pack valued at no less
show
than
prize
five
pack.
American dollars.
$5.
And now we have finally decided to award the prize pack tonight, along with having him in the studio, Mr. Curly Pubes.
Curly Pubes is here. I'm gonna give Curly my microphone so he can come up here and give us a little bit of.
Don just doesn't want to talk to them.
I don't want to talk until we talk about NASCAR.
Don does not care about football. Actually, based on your scores, I don't know if you care about NASCAR.
Well, what I was also hoping to do is that Curly and I could put our lips together.
You're going to Lady and the Tramp that microphone?
Him and his pubic face. We're just
his
like
pubic
right
face?
Up. He's got pubes all over
we're
his face.
We
are. Here we are. He just spit on me a little bit.
You like it.
That shows how much you like him. Spit on it.
And I think the only reason that I'm getting my prize is because I harassed you.
No, that's not true. We did talk about it. You said, hey, I want to come to a show. And I said, sure, you can totally do a show. But this guy only wants to record like Saturday mornings at 9.
I like to have a nice, standard, early morning record session.
And, for a while it was Thursday. It's like, hey, guys, can we meet Thursday night at 7:30? I got to leave by 8:15, so we got to get right in there and record.
It's a very
and then you
long
decide you hated
commute.
The drive.
It's a long commute to get to here and then back home. And I'll get home till like midnight. So I like to record early Saturday morning, no traffic. You get in, you get out.
You can get your routine in before you leave.
Exactly. You get the routine in. Although it's not, they don't have Morning Joe on Saturday morning, so it's very tough to get into the whole rhythm. You got to have the Morning Joe if you're going to do the whole routine.
You open your laptop door.
Oh, man. My laptop's like falling apart.
It has a door on it. You just
hey, real
it
fast,
the
is that the same laptop?
This is the same. Oh, yeah.
As your
is that the same one?
Yeah. Don't ever touch the keys. Never touch the keys, Don. Never touch them.
I feel bad. That one time for the music show, I was totally touching the keys, and licked my fingers afterwards.
Yeah,
this is not good.
I keep wondering why when I look at the show prep, it keeps sticking to the actual laptop screen. So
I just stuck it to the screen. Don't worry about
how. MSNBC called. Also, they want to know why you're the only one DVRing Morning Joe.
One guy's really into it. He's really, really into Morning Joe.
So we had a bet.
We had our own bet. Not the league, but our own bet. Yeah. We were at the beginning of the season. We picked who would make it to the playoffs. And I came in last place, even though I came in, for the three of us, first place for the picks league. I didn't follow through with that. So I said I would take everyone to Fogo de Chao. I just burped the mic. That's
did you just burp in the
microphone?
It smells
pretty gross.
What was that about?
That's because I paid off the bet today.
Episode 5, episode 5, too.
Buffalo chicken strips from Heroes, which is the
Heroes
bar we used to go
in Annapolis.
And get hammered back.
It's exactly the same, except it's more expensive now.
Ugh.
Those strips were $8, and when we used to get them, they were $3.50 because it was half priced after 10. We spent a good two to three years there every night.
I could have went to college with.
I had, and I'm not joking or exaggerating. I had $12,000 on one credit card, all from Heroes.
I think I had
at
about
the end
nine.
Of the year when you get your summary from the credit card company, where it's like, hey, you spent this much on, you know, gas and this much on entertainment, this much whatever. It's like this much on food, and it was all Heroes. It was $12,000.
Did you spend like $1,500 in one night though?
I spent $1,500 in one night at what was the Irish bar in Annapolis? Sean Donlin's. I spent $1,500 one night in Sean Donlin's because I covered everyone's food and drink because I thought I was going to get cash. And I woke up in the morning with a $1,500 credit receipt and $7 in cash. So either I got all that money and promptly blew it on inflatable dogs or something. And then, but I probably just didn't get it.
How do you spend $1,500 at any one place?
It was a New Year's Eve, and there was 10 to 15 of us. And I'm an
idiot. And we used to drink heavy back in the days.
I mean, $100 a person was not unheard of on a New Year's night. And I'm pretty sure I bought rounds of shots for people at the bar.
I remember in the bathroom, and this guy walks in after me. He's like, hey, you don't want to go out there. Some guy threw it up in his hat.
And while I was in the bathroom, you were like, what an asshole. We opened the door.
That's one of our friends.
It's Mo Day.
It's Mo Day.
And he's got one plastic hat, and it's filled with vomit, and he puts it down, and he grabs another one and throws up in that one. And the first one was some girl's, and she goes to reach for it, and it spills out on the floor.
Oh, man.
Good times. Good
so the
times.
Reason why Curly Pubes is here, though, is because he wanted to watch the show and pick
up
his
prize. He won the football.
Do I still have to keep going by that name?
Curly Pubes.
Absolutely.
If you didn't like it, you wouldn't have put in something similar for the NASCAR NASCAR league, which is also, I think, Curly Pubes.
I could just be an idiot.
I like curly poops better than a ring beller.
Ring bellers is pretty good.
It's just offensive. Offensive.
My new name's going to be Laptop Door.
Laptop Door Johnny, back in the first place on that call.
That's what I call it. I'm not good with words.
So we do have your prize, along with getting to come and see our smiling faces and have free food and beer. We have the first ever Radio for Winners prize pinata. I'm very excited about the prize pinata. It's hanging from the ceiling. There is, valued at no less than $5 American. And there's a bat on the table, and you can go ahead and just go to town. As soon as you're ready.
All right. Now, hopefully there's something that's good that's not hard or...
I don't know if it's going to work.
That's all we got.
It's not breakable.
Okay.
So all let's right. do this. Radio for Winners now prize
wait.
Pinata.
Now, wait a minute. Should I move out of the way? Because I feel like it's going to hit me.
No, just go for it. Just
now,
go to town.
Just to set up the scene here. So we have Curly Poops here standing with
no
a baseball
blindfold.
Bat.
No blindfold. No blindfold. I'm going to take their camera phone. No we can take some pictures of this.
I'll take the microphone over there and put it in by Curly's face.
All right.
All right, just go for it. Just go start swinging. Go to town.
Watch out for my light bulb.
Look out.
And he hits it.
Oh, no.
Oh, it stopped on it.
Oh, no. This went horribly wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wow.
Curly Poops is unable to actually break
the pinata. Oh. Look, the top of it came off.
Well,
just
that's
where
that's where you stuff it. You stuff the pinata there. I guess that I bought
what
a really tough pinata.
What is that made out of?
Hey, everybody. It's moon pies.
Moon pies.
This has been the worst segment I think you've ever
done.
No,
it's fantastic. Episode 5.
Keep going. Let's see what else is in.
What else is in there?
Oh, wow. So
rip its head off.
Look at that. We've got five American dollars in pennies. And we've got some moon pies. And there is an official bag of Radio for Winners snacks.
Wow.
Annie Chun's seaweed.
Wow. That is the official sponsor of Radio for Winners, Annie Chun's.
There should be a bag
There's
in there.
Also a huge sense of disappointment in the face of Curly Poops.
Hey, don't put that in your jacket and get pulled over tonight. The cops are not going to believe that seaweed.
It's all seaweed. Oh, it broke open. You know what? They're still good. They're still fresh. It's dried seaweed. It's fine.
There's seaweed all over my floor now.
There's also 500 pennies.
There are 500 pennies. What say you to that?
I think my real prize is going to be watching Jeremy clean this up.
Oh, I didn't think about that. A well-planned event, the Radio for Winners prize pinata.
Very, very nice. Wow, fantastic.
See, so anyone that hasn't gotten into the NASCAR league yet, you could still have a chance to come in and win the next round of Radio for Winners prizes, which I think will be something like the Radio for Winners. What's that box where it shoots air around and money flies around? Let's do that next time.
That's essentially what we have here now. I wasn't expecting the pennies. Why are you down picking up the
don't
moon
pies? Don't pick it
pies?
Up. I'll take care of it.
Hold on. There's a moon pie right here. Why don't you pick it up? This looks really suspicious.
Well, the actual package of Annie Chun's is too bulky and unwieldy. It did not fit in the pinata.
I need to take a picture.
I'm very disappointed we didn't
can
film
you talk
him ripping the pinata apart with his bare hands.
Can you talk
I feel
while
like
I
this...
You feel like I've got a new low today?
I don't know how.
Jeremy,
to...
this is a new low. You spent a lot of time and effort planning a
failed
pinata experience.
I haven't even really properly explained what happened because Don was so busy yelling into the mic.
Okay, so...
So that this episode is going to be Don yelling, and like you just hear him yelling, and that's it. And then you hear somebody hitting a pinata.
And you know what? That's better than the other 51 episodes we've done.
And not being able to break it because you bought a pinata
I bought a pinata, and we hung it from the ceiling, and apparently it's too strong for bats. A wiffle bat. I did also have a wiffle bat, which may have been the problem, not like a wooden stick. And it fell to the floor, and then Curly Poops ripped it open with his bare hands, and coins flew everywhere. It's pretty much exactly what I imagined. Originally, when I talked to you, I said, let's do this, and I wanted to fill it with, like, a fine china set or something that would have been more amazing, but then I was afraid that it would be heavy enough to break off and break Don's TV. And I thought that would be a good way to end our 50-second episode with Don punching me in the mouth. So I'll clean
now,
it up. I got
Don's
it.
Taking pictures of the pinata and of the ground. He's very involved. I guess he's trying to get a picture of with Curly Poops with the pinata and...
No, he's like, I'm on the air. I can't talk. This is a live recorded conversation. We can't edit it.
I didn't want to yell and scream while Tony was doing the show. I believe I got chastised because I was trying to add some excitement to the show. Sorry, I didn't get a good, thorough description of what was going on. But
it was
very
festive. I'll give it that.
I'll go ahead and stop talking.
Very festive.
Well, I guess we can segue. into something else.
Well, no, we can now talk. So that was just to prove the point that we do have prizes. So there will be another totally not pinata-based $5 minimum award prize for the Radio for Winners NASCAR picks, which is only 1 week in.
Take a piece.
Although
of that.
By the time this airs, it'll probably be 2 weeks in. But still, you get like 300 to 400 points. That's so good. Look at that. It's like eating a leap, isn't it? It's incredible.
Touch like, on your lip.
Look at that. That's a good song. I've eaten bags of it. I think I've got brain damage. It's very good.
He's
Annie Chun's.
He's eating a little Annie
Here's
Chun's.
Your helpful Annie Chun's
Come
tip
on,
for
turn
episode
it up.
52. This is not the Annie Chun's theme music we were given.
I think it's this.
This is Annie Chun's official.
She
theme
tweeted
music.
Us.
She did. She said, please use this song.
Well, now that we've gone to like, where we talk about NASCAR and we do tweets for NASCAR all the time now, I think we have to move over to strictly country.
So you're
music.
Saying you don't like the new angle that we're taking?
I'm a little bit concerned that we will lose our only listener.
Well, I like that just happened. We just lost a lot of when your sound froze.
Wow.
That's all right. It always freezes. I have a terrible laptop.
That's
that I
nice.
Use off. So,
does it stall on that too?
Oh, my God.
What
I'll
do you think
you,
happens
there's two things I hate that happen. Once, when I do get the buffering, because it shouldn't be happening nowadays. It's 2014. The second is when you pull up a clip and it's like a hand job. Who wants to see a hand job? Why do they even make that? Like, what? Who's watching that? Who's besides Curly Pugh? who's in the hand job videos?
Well, I mean, what does it pull back though? Or just one dude giving himself like
well,
this
no,
weird
no.
hand
it's
job?
It's like it's just you know it's a chick and she's like a hot chick and stuff, but it's like she's just giving a guy a hand job. That's it. Who wants to see that?
I don't.
That's terrible. I digress, though.
Don says I don't. As soon as the show's over, he's going to get into hours of how much he likes handjob video. Just like everything else. No, guys, that's weird. That's bizarre.
All right, that's so
check out my phone. I have hours of this stuff.
I'm pulling it up now.
Check it out, though. This one was just, it's just me. It's just me. Look at that, huh? All right, Don.
Let's segue
that's weird.
To the meat of the show, NASCAR.
Get it? Yeah, that's weird meat and hand jobs.
let's segue into a NASCAR league.
Segway.
I have to tell you, I'm very very impressed with the amount of participants we have this year.
Yeah.
The league.
Now, to be fair, it's 8. You thought it was going to be 2.
You thought one of us wasn't even going to sign up.
Yeah, well, I thought
was
Tony was
not
going
to
sign up.
I was very close not to signing up.
And I say, I don't think it's a failure of Radio for Winners.
I feel like we promoted the NASCAR League more than we did.
Then they promoted us. How unfair is that,
then,
NASCAR?
Then we promoted.
You're not getting our sponsor money.
The Football Pick'em League, which got like twice as many.
Because more people watch football. Football is far more popular than NASCAR.
That's very true.
And also, we have only 2 people actually watching NASCAR that are in the league.
Well, and that's me and Don. Actually, 3. I believe Don's wife is watching.
Sometimes.
Yeah. However, who's number one right now?
That's true. Right now, number one in the league might be our very own Tony.
And this is my terrible mic.
Uh-oh. So after all, first, did you watch any of the race last week?
No. I came over here and I got laughed at for a bit, and then I left. And then I...
we'll get into that in a minute.
I went home, and then I tried to watch. I tried last year's race, which was they were playing instead of during the rain delay, and it's horrible. NASCAR is still a horrible. I don't get it. Like,
well,
I don't
there
understand.
Goes our sponsorship right now.
I don't
now.
Get the stats. Like, what are you doing besides watching a guy drive?
See, let me ask you this
There's
question.
There's no point in NASCAR.
Can I play point counterpoint real fast?
No. Right. No, you have to only agree with Tony. This show's really good when we all just agree.
Did we not spend 51 weeks? 51 weeks. Talking about you running up and down a rope swing.
That's true.
Crawling
no
in and out of barbed
that.
Wire mud holes and trying to justify to us why you could carry a Mylar balloon up and down a hill and that was considered exercise. And, by the way, talk to us about the awesome, great, gigantic Christmas present that your wife bought you, which I do believe was some sort of a headlamp along with a flap jacket that made you look like a total moron running up and down the hills of Fairfax County, Virginia. Now we're going to spend one little tiny week on NASCAR.
All we're going to do is spend one tiny week talking NASCAR, what kind of gasoline they're using in the cars to go around in a circle. I tell you, you want some good entertainment. You want some good entertainment, you get yourself a big old box they call TV. You watch it there. They're going around. Now, anybody want to fight with me about it? I'll tell you right now. I got pomp in my left hand, circumstance in my right, and together, it's going to be a fighting ceremony.
I was hoping he said pomp and circumstance.
Tell you right now. Tell you right now. There ain't nothing better on TV than 2 things. One,
is NASCAR.
Two is hand job videos.
Two is hand job videos. You get me a good hand job video where they got the nice, don't use no Vaseline. I want it dry. Don't use any lube at all. You get out there, you get the dry. Okay. Anyway, so I don't get into NASCAR. I'm not a fan. I don't like it.
We're not a fan of your obstacle course racing.
Yeah, but that's different. I own all the editing equipment here.
That's very simple. Point taken.
True. Done. Done. I'm really surprised that the Twitter and the email addresses haven't been changed.
I'm also sure that our audience has not grown because of the amount of obstacle racing.
Now, that's not necessarily true. I don't know if our actual listening audience has grown, but we did get Twitter followers because of Don's wife tweeting about
it. Was that your wife doing that?
Don has never tweeted. I knew that you didn't realize that wasn't me.
I did because it was in English.
I thought she did a very good job. I think that we have an angle to possibly get ourselves some press passes to go down to a couple races and do some interviews. I think that we've got a shot at it.
I'm game for that.
And we can go down there and introduce you to how it's done. And there'll be some mud there, and you can run through it and bathe in it and flip-flop around in it, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to flip-flop around it.
You can take your laptop, too.
How about this? How about you guys go, and I will stay home? And we'll do the show on Skype.
How about you go? We stay at your house because you're going to be the center of about six different NASCAR tracks.
I feel like you've never been to Asheville. They don't
I feel like
NASCAR.
You don't know anything about NASCAR.
They don't care.
Or geography. You really know nothing about geography.
I tried to get into it. I tried to watch it last week, and I don't get it.
It wasn't a good race to get people into it because of that delay. That was a long delay.
It was a very long delay. You can't watch it and take a six-hour break and then get back into it. It is tough. It is a good race because you're putting your foot down on the gas pedal. You're just going around, for 500 miles.
Unlike other races where they calmly turn.
No. Other races, you use the brake. You don't use the brake.
Like, I don't get why, in the league that we're doing, like, why people get the points. Like, they didn't win. Like, why? I mean,
well, but you get points based on play.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's just, like, come on.
And if you let a lap, apparently.
See, that's another thing. Like,
I don't understand NASCAR scoring at all, though. But I get most of it, but I don't get all of it.
I can explain the scoring at a later date where I'm not going to be boring everybody. But yeah, you get
it. Write it down and mail it to me.
You get
headlines, though.
I'll post it.
That's still going to be boring. So boring.
I don't get why we're discussing where you finish and you get points, but you got a medal that you got to strap to your backpack because you finished one of those obstacle courses.
My concern, are we going to talk about this every single week?
No. But I do want to talk about it this first week because it's after the first week. You can still get in on the league and not be that far behind. And also because Don is in dead last, which is the best possible outcome. I mean, I'm in seventh place out of eighth, but there's still one guy behind me.
Don. Do you remember the conversation I had with you going into it? I said, yeah, I said you have to be smart about the picks in the first week.
And I had a lot of guys I like, but I didn't want to skip the big names because I figured I'd come in last place. It's embarrassing. So I changed it all
around.
That's
exactly what I said. I said, you know what? I can't do it. I said, I got to go with the big names first race so I don't finish last. I said, it can be a little bit of a crapshoot. I said, but I got to make sure to take the big names and don't finish last. And sure enough.
Bam, last.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's what happens, Tone. NASCAR is a crazy sport.
Do you realize, though, like you're the guy who wanted to do the league and you finished last?
Yeah.
With a bunch of people that don't watch.
I'd say we have six people who didn't watch the game at all.
It's one race.
Out of how many races?
I think there's 32.
We're not going to talk about it every week. We're not.
Do I have to even pick drivers every week?
You have to. Well, you don't have to change them, but you can only pick each driver five times for each.
So after
each,
the fifth race,
third.
You'll notice I'll go to dead last.
That's
each race.
That's
after
all
that,
your races
because
are
I will true. Not be actually watching or picking.
Fine for the
first
five.
All you gotta do is pick. You don't have to watch it.
Yeah, but I mean, that takes like 2 minutes. Like, I don't even know how to pick the drivers. I just pick guys that have a good winning percentage.
Then that's your strategy. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I mean, after that, I'm not gonna be able to pick those same guys. I gotta pick losers. Like
what
you
was
did.
Your strategy when we went to Vegas?
I thought
we ran
stop
off the
there.
Airport.
I was gonna pick losers like you.
It's not very nice.
I gotta pick losers like Don.
It's not very nice.
So, so you did come by, though. I was here last week. I brought my family, and we stayed here and watched NASCAR till it rained out, and then we watched nothing for about 3 hours, and then we went home. But you did come by for about a couple minutes to announce that you're moving earlier than you thought.
Yeah, mid-April I will be
that's not the original
up
date.
And going.
No, originally you said it was going to be May or whatever.
No,
remember, May and August.
No, but remember the date that he gave us when he came over
was Easter.
Was Easter.
It's still Easter.
Yeah, most likely.
It's still Easter.
Still looking at that.
You're moving on Easter?
Yeah.
Nobody can help you move on Easter.
I can't. It means I can stay away from my family. I mean, I might have to stay in Asheville for a month.
It might change. I have to see. I have to see what's going to happen. I'll know by more by this week.
I'll know more by Easter.
But most likely, we're looking at Easter weekend.
And you're going to do the truck. You're not going to do pods. You're going to rent a truck and drive down and then have to drive back to get your own car. Yes. And then drive back down again.
Yes.
And I like NASCAR.
I could do hitch. I could do the hitch thing, but I'm afraid I'm going to kill myself. And
actually, you won't kill yourself, but the car will fall off and kill someone else, which will be pretty fascinating.
Have you seen his car?
Well, he wouldn't be pulling it with the car.
What is he going to pull it with?
No, he'd be pulling the car with the truck.
Oh.
He's not going to pull a moving truck with his car.
I thought he's going to pull like one of like a little U-Haul
like
trailer.
A Hyundai.
I thought he was going to pull like a little U-Haul trailer with his car.
He owns more than what fits in a U-Haul.
Have you been to his apartment?
I'm actually getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
How much stuff is he really taking with him?
Just a box of porn.
Just need my trusty old Toshiba.
I got some time alone, so I'm bringing this Toshiba.
My CB radio. My Toshiba on the passenger seat and a little hand jerking off porn. That's all I need. I'm eastbound and down.
So you guys gonna help me? I think you're out.
I'm not helping you on Easter Sunday because I am out of town.
I owe you for helping me move.
Yeah.
What do you owe me?
I don't owe you anything.
I helped you move.
Oh yeah, you're right. I was like, I didn't help you move. I don't owe you. I'm an idiot. Yeah,
you,
I owe you.
All
too.
You did but, was break
hey,
stuff at my
next
house.
Next time you move, I'll
I
help
still
you.
There. I'm not moving ever
I know.
Again.
Neither am I, so we're good.
No, who would buy this house with this mural up on it?
No. That's true. You have lowered the value of your house by at least $100,000.
Curly, what do you think of the? I didn't get a update on the mural. What's your thoughts on?
Did
the
you
mural?
Believe it was real, or did you think we were making that up because no one would ever actually
no,
do
I,
this?
I believed it was real. It looks worse in person.
Look how mad Don just got.
Wow.
The end of the interview with Curly Pubes just occurred.
I'm not going to give him my microphone anymore. You sit back down in that love seat.
Well, it was done by a very famous painter, right?
Jackson Pollock. You'd never know it.
In fact, if you want to see his work, you can just go behind like Five Guys or behind the Royal Farms on Route 2 and see his other amazing work.
There's a guy looking over a fence. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty intense.
52 episodes.
At first, you're like, what is that? Oh, that's his nose.
52 episodes.
52. Can you believe it? We made it 1 year. I did think Don was like, I can't do this, guys. I'm too busy.
I thought Don
this
was
is all I have
early,
to look forward to. You come and see
Without
my
this,
life
I have
every
an awful,
single week.
Meaningless life. So I'm here every week. No, I thought you were going to quit a while ago. Actually, Tony, I thought because there were a couple weeks where literally you showed up and you were just like, ah.
But what about this? What about like 2 weeks ago? It was, hey guys, before we do episode 52, we need to have a big meeting. And that's all the email said was we need to have a meeting.
Well, there's only so many shows I can talk about the morning routine before that starts to go.
I think that's wrong. I think you talk about every week, and I would be more and more fascinated. Like
I
just
think
tonight,
you put
we learned
too much
about hand
on
job
you to talk
videos.
About topics. I mean, we can just talk about what's going on right now.
We have nothing going on.
That's pretty much true.
You know what I did today? My big day was changing out a ribbon. Or a belt.
On my typewriter. I changed out a ribbon on my typewriter.
On my vacuum.
And you don't know how difficult it is to find ribbon for
or
a typewriter.
I had to find a typewriter, and then I had to find a ribbon for it.
And I finally got the ribbon in there, and I typed in handjerkporn.com.
Nothing came up.
Nothing came up.
I also went to Trader Joe's, and I can't stand the clientele there. It's terrible clientele.
Well, you're going to the literally the East Coast version of a Trader Joe's city.
Not at all. Those people in Nashville are very nice.
Nashville, they would be very nice.
I said Asheville. I don't enunciate.
Son of a bitch, he ended up in Asheville. He was trying to go to Nashville. Goddamn Dollywood.
But yeah, the Trader Joe's clientele, oh, they're awful. Awful people.
What's your other options?
I have no other options.
Walmart?
No, I'm not going to grocery shop at Walmart.
You see, say that because of where we live, but in other places, Walmart is amazing.
I can't wait for the first episode when he's in Asheville and he goes,
dude, you guys
ever
been to Walmart?
You ever been to Walmart?
It's incredible.
Man, this place is beautiful.
I can't imagine.
They have outside goods and inside goods.
I mean, there's plenty of grocery stores in Asheville. I'm just saying that I don't like...
Kroger?
I just don't like...
I don't like the grocery store Walmart. I think it's weird.
Yeah, but what isn't weird? If Trader Joe's is bad.
Like your standard grocery store. Like a Giant, a Safeway.
You like to go to Giant? What's your grocery store of choice?
If I had a choice. See, this is where the conversation... This is 1 year, and
This is it. This is where we're at. What's your favorite grocery store, Tony?
I go to and Shoppers. Why? Because it's cheap.
Wow.
Shoppers.
Yeah. I don't know anyone likes Shoppers. I'd rather go to Walmart.
True story. Goes to Shoppers.
No one.
Poor people go to Shoppers.
They have Shoppers in Fairfax?
Hey, also, I go to a grocery store at 6 in the morning on Sundays. Is that weird?
I would say it's weird, except I do the same thing. But that's because I'm up every morning at 5, and it's something to do with a 2-year-old. It's like, hey, let's go to the store. I got to get out of this house.
There's nobody there. You can go up and down each aisle. It's fantastic.
I can let him run around free. It's perfect.
How many times you go back to that little blood pressure machine and stick your arm through there and put in 25 cents and do it?
I stopped doing that when the score was not something that I wanted to see.
You stopped doing it when you put your arm in and the paging system and the store went off and said, please, attention,
please
store staff.
Please call a professional.
We're wrapping up on our 1 year show.
Oh, that's fast. I didn't realize we were already there. How about that?
That sucks.
So show 52. I think are we going to do a clip show or not?
Oh, wait a minute. Are we going to keep doing the show?
Yeah. We're definitely going to keep doing the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the sound. I think Tony turned it down on the board because there's nothing coming out of my iPod.
Sorry. Very professional here.
We're on top of it.
We're now up.
So
music.
Hey,
but let's continue. Are we going to do another year of this?
Don't know. You know, it's it was fun until about
30 minutes ago,
episode 6. And then
that's true, because episode 5 was Faux Hawk and it was very good. Wow. And then episode 6 was all downhill from there.
It just went downhill. Don just talks about coffee being hot or not.
Coffee should be hotter. Heard somebody at Starbucks today. Ask for it to be extra hot.
What are our listeners' favorite clips? Maybe we will have a...
The Don discusses Real Men and Hot Coffee. Mm-hmm. was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Don sings Elvira, pretty good. Also, the story about why this song he loves. You making a Mylar balloon sandbag, which is pretty good.
That's a good one.
You getting a haircut at the gym, which is also pretty solid.
Do you still go to that gym?
No, I stopped going. I still got my haircut there, though. The I can't help. They do a great job.
The episode where you told us about your whole routine is a big hit, and there was one more that was another like multiple.
Anything
hit.
From you or you're not a
no,
big,
apparently
not a big hit
I'm
with the fans.
I'm the least important member of Radio for Winners, which is fine. I can accept that. Either that or I'm the least weird, which is hard to believe. So
all right, hey Gil, do you want to say anything? Wrap it up. Come a little closer, huh?
I've learned nothing.
I'm done with you. Yeah.
Guess who's salty about the mural?
See if you treat me that way again. Say it with my mural. You see how that just worked? All right, go ahead. What are you going to say? All right, Gary, you can leave. You can leave right now. He's making fun of my bird. Thanks for coming.
It's been Radio for Winners. We'll see you next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.